أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم وسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس الله يحب المحسنين وقال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد My dear respected ulama, scholars, imams, elders, brothers, young friends, and mothers and sisters that are listening at home. Firstly, mashallah, today is a day of Eid, so Eid Mubarak to everyone that is listening. تقبل الله منا ومنكم وصالح الأعمال. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and from you and all good actions. This was the dua or the greeting that the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, the companions would give to one another on the day of Eid. تقبل الله منا ومنكم وصالح الأعمال. Which basically means that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and you and all good actions. Because alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us, even though we are not worthy, He gave us the beautiful month of Ramadan. And we can only pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our month of Ramadan. The virtues which are mentioned in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to Ramadan, with regards to being forgiven, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all those virtues that are mentioned in the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala applies them to us. Say Ameen. Allahumma Ameen. I'm going to start off with a hadith. You probably heard this morning, the Imams probably mentioned this hadith in their morning talks this morning. Ramadan is the month of forgiveness. Every night, the hadith mentions, every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He emancipates and forgives countless, innumerable amount of people and frees them from the fire of hell every night in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those as well. Because this is what we want. We want to be saved from the fire of hell. We want to be saved from the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, on the morning of Eid al-Fitr, on the morning of Eid al-Fitr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers the malaika and the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gathers the malaika and the angels. And He asks them a question, even though He knows the answer. But to give us some understanding, He asks them the question, what is the reward for that person? What is the reward for that person who works the whole month? Usually, you know, when you go to work, you get paid every month. Your salary comes into your account on the last working day. The salary comes into your bank account. Are you all familiar with this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He questions the malaika, He questions the angels, what's the reward of somebody who works the whole month? What should he get? So the angels, they reply and they say that the one who has worked the whole month, he should receive his salary, his wages in full. There should be no kami, there should be no deficiency. Meaning, he's clocked in, he's clocked out, he's done his duty, he's fulfilled his role. Therefore, he deserves now to be paid in full at the end of the month. He shouldn't be docked any wages. Do you understand? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He then says to the angels, that, O angels, O my angels, my male slaves and my female slaves, my servants, certainly for sure they have completed their obligation that was upon them. قَضَوْ فَرِيضَتَهُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ. They have completed the obligation, the fariza that was upon them, which was to fast during the month of Ramadan. It's not an option. It's an excuse for certain people. Other than that, it's an obligation. So, قَذَوْ فَرِيدَتَهُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ. They have fulfilled the obligation of fasting. And now, they leave their houses, like we all left our houses this morning, to go towards the Eid Salah. They leave their houses, seeking a reward from me, seeking forgiveness. Ya malaikati, O my angels, fa'alamu, know that, qad ghafartu lakum. I have forgiven all of them. That my maghfirah is for them. They're all forgiven. And whatever they need, I'll fulfill it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this beautiful day of Al-Eid al-Fitr with forgiveness. Allah azza wa jal, He starts these days by making an ilan, by making an announcement that I have forgiven. And the end of the hadith is the angels, they leave from there seeking forgiveness for the people on the earth. So not only have an announcement been made that Allah's forgiveness is for the believers, but also the angels leave that gathering making dua of istighfar for the believers as well. The angels do this on a daily basis anyway. Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Shu'ara, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And they seek forgiveness for the ones who are on the earth. أَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Know how merciful and forgiving Allah is. Me and you can't comprehend. Our mind doesn't have that capacity to understand how merciful and forgiveness Allah is. Despite our past, despite our sins that we have been making and committing, how many mistakes we made in the blessed month of Ramadan. We probably didn't even fast the way we should have fasted. We didn't refrain from watching what we should have stopped watching. But still, we didn't even probably read Taraweeh properly, or Qiyamul Layl, or sometimes we slept in Suhoor and missed Suhoor and Fajr. But still, on the morning of Eid, Allah overlooks everything and said, I've forgiven them. How merciful and forgiving Allah is. But me and you think we're some big shot that we can't forgive somebody else. We're more forgiving than Allah. And we can't let go of something. But Allah can let go of everything for us. But we're not ready to let go because somebody looked at you in a way. Somebody said something to you. Somebody insulted you. What about we insult Allah day after day? Does Allah stop giving you food? Does Allah, like the previous nations, azab rijsam minas sama'i bima kanu yafsukun? When Bani Israel, when they used to disobey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azab from the sky came straight away. The people of Sabah and Sabd, they were told not to go fishing. They went to fish. Kunu qiradatan khasin. Allah made them into ape and monkeys. And how many kabira gunas do me and you do? How many salahs do me and you miss? How many, if the UFC is on, Islam Makhachev, 4 a.m. in the morning, we're awake. It's true, isn't it? If the UFC is on, America, World Cup 2026, we're all going to be awake. But Fajr, we're not awake. No, this is the truth. I'm not having a go at no one. I'm just speaking facts. But still, does Allah punish you? Still, does Allah deprive you? Are you deprived of anything in your life? No, you have everything. Allah's giving it to us. How forgiving and how merciful Allah is. Now what about me and you? Why can't we forgive? Al-kibriya uridai. Well, you know why? Well, azamatu idai. This is the reason. You've got too much ego inside us. We think we're something. Quraysh of Makkah, they used to think this as well. Read the last page of Surah Yasin. There was a chieftain of Quraysh. And he used to boast. And he was very mutakabbir, very pride. Allah humbles him in the last page of Surah Yasin. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. This man, putting his chest out, arguing with you, O Messenger of Allah, does he not see what he was created from? A drop of sperm, a drop of dirty water, and then he became filth. Blood is napak, is blood impurity. Answer the question. Is blood impurity? If blood comes out, does your wuzu break? Blood is najasa. It's an impurity. Does this man not see what he was created from? First he was a drop of semen, which is napak, dirty water. And then he became a cloth, which is blood form. And now he's standing here 6 foot tall, arguing and rejecting the signs of Allah. Does he not see what he was created from? What's there to have pride about, guys? When that's the reality? Where's the pride gone when we're 6 foot under and the insects come and eat us and we no longer remain? Where's the pride there? Oh, what about what Allah describes in the Quran Kareem? Those people who are arrogant, those people who are jabbar, those people who are pride. Read 7th juz, second last page. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ. If only you could see when the zalims and the oppressors at the time of their death. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And the angels are coming to them. أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Saying, Niklu, get out. Why can't they stop themselves then? You have no power then. الْكِبْرِيَاءُ رِضَائِي وَالْعَظَمَةُ إِظَارِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith of Tirmidhi, that pride and boastfulness is my upper garment, not literally, metaphorically, so that me and you can understand. وَالْعَظَمَةُ إِذَارِي, and greatness, being great, being mighty, is my lower garment. فَمَنْ نَازَعْنِي مِنْهُمَا, whoever tries to even snatch them away from me, أَدْخَلْتُهُمُ النَّارِ, I'll enter them into the fire of hell. May Allah protect us. So why can't we forgive other people? الرَّاهِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ اِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. What a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That those who are merciful to other people, Ar-Rahman has mercy on them. Ar-Rahman, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an. In Jannah, the hadith mentions, in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this world, He gifted Dawood alayhi salam a beautiful voice. That when he used to sing, everything used to stop. When he used to recite the praises of Allah, everything used to stop. And the birds used to do back in singing with him. That's how beautiful his recitation, his voice was. In Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Dawood alayhi salam to start reciting for the people of Jannah. And they will all listen to it and be amazed. Stand still, goosebumps. The hands on your body, the hair on your body will stand up out of how great that recitation was. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the people of Jannah, may Allah make us there from those people. Do you want to listen to something even more beautiful? And the people of Jannah said, of course, our Lord. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself will recite Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an, Surah Ar-Rahman. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the Lord's favors can you deny? Look around you, look inside you, look at yourself. Look at the favors that Allah has given you, you can't count them. الرَّاهِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ. Those who have mercy on other people, Ar-Rahman has mercy on them. اِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Therefore, have mercy on those that are on the earth with you, and the one who is in the heavens will have mercy on you. So today, my dear respected brothers, is a day of Eid, Yawm al-Eid, Yawm al-Fitr. The day of Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this blessed day. Number one, it started off with the forgiveness. Have a clean heart and let go of your grudges and forgive other people. And you will see that Allah will forgive you. You will find Allah's forgiveness there. You will find Allah's forgiveness there. Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Rahim. Look how much Allah forgives us. We all know our sins. Everybody knows what they get up to. If it was based on our sins, me and you wouldn't be worthy of sitting here. But Allah is so merciful that Allah has allowed us to sit here today. Allah has given us that opportunity to turn back to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through His fadl and grace. It's nothing that for me and you, it's Allah's fadl and Allah's grace. So forgive other people. Have mercy on other people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on you. And when you have mercy on other people, Allah's mercy is such that you will know that the things that are happening in your life, the movements that are taking place in your life, you will come down to this conclusion that this is only happening because this is Allah's mercy, Allah's rahmah. When you do it for Allah's sake, when you do it for Allah's sake and nobody else's sake, you're doing it for Allah only. You're not doing it for show. You're not doing it to show anyone. You're not doing it to show off. You're not doing it for anyone. For Allah. You're doing it for Allah. And then Allah will show you. And then you will see miracles in your life. Why? Because your heart is clean. There's no ego in there. Ego, pride belongs to Allah. Go look outside when you walk out. Look at the heavens and the earth. Who made that? Allah. Allah says, reflect about these things. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us His full forgiveness and to be able to forgive other people. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be merciful upon us and for us to be merciful to other people. This is very important. My dear respected brothers, alhamdulillah, we spent 30 days. And this time we can say we spent 30 days. We spend 30 days, alhamdulillah, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, punctual in our salahs, praying salatul taraweeh, reciting the Qur'an kareem, alhamdulillah, say alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a tawfiq to do this. But now, what is equally, even more important, is that we continue this. We are now in a moment of momentum. We are now in a moment, we have the momentum because we were in that lane, we were in the fast lane of doing ibadah, now we have to carry on. It would be such a shame to just consider defeat and just go back. We were praying tahajjud, you were waking up for suhoor. Continue it. Put your alarm on 20 minutes before fajr starts. Pray the salatul tahajjud, 2 rakats, 4 rakats. If you feel like you can't cope, okay, before you go to sleep, 4 rakats. You're going to pray Qiyam al-Layl before. Have a connection with the Quran. We're going to finish in 2 minutes, then we can move forward. Please don't tell me to move forward right now. We're going to move forward in 2 minutes' time, inshallah. Have a connection with the Holy Quran. Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Shahru Ramadan li unzila fi al-Quran. But the Quran is not just for Ramadan. Ramadan is when the Quran was revealed, but the Quran is something which we need in our daily life. MashaAllah, many of us done khatams, but my plea to you, minimum 1 page a day. 1 page a day of the Holy Quran recitation. We all have smartphones. We all have the app on our phone. 1 page a day, we can't do this. Every single one of us can do this. 1 page a day, connection with the Holy Quran Kareem. So punctual in salah like we were in the month of Ramadan and continuously reciting the Quran. And as a Mawlana always used to mention, if you're busy, you're working, we understand. But at least one salah per day, you're going to come to the masjid. I know we're all busy, we go back to work and all these kind of things. But we can make time for that. Every day we were here for Salatul Tarawih. Didn't we make time? We made time. But we can make time outside of Ramadan as well. One's the minimum. I'm not saying one's the minimum. We need to try and make this up. These 3 things. Are we going to do this, inshallah? What are we going to do? First thing was? Ji? Salah before we go to bed. Qiyamul Layl, whatever. Paban, punctual in our salah. Yeah? No compromise. Number 2, recitation of the Holy Quran. At least 1 page a day. And number 3 was? What was number 3? Ji? One salah, at least. Aqal, minimum in the masjid. With jamaat, with congregation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. If we can all stand up, inshallah, there's a lot of people standing behind, and we can fill the subsid, inshallah, and then pray your sunnahs. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فقد ضل وغوى نسأل الله ربنا أن يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله ويتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه يا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله صانع به وبين أجل قد بقي لا يدري ما الله قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفسي بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره، وأذل الشرك وأشراره. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنية والهدى، إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا تجعلنا معهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
أبني صفان قدر أصفر معنا. الله أكبر، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
سبحان الله بحمده الخالق رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اغفر لنا وارحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة عظيما. ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك من آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اغفر وارحمنا أنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعيمها وما قرب إليها. ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك من النار. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهي لنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة. حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. إنك على كل شيء قدير. اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. ربنا أتمم لنا نورك واغفر لنا بلاغنا خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.